I am Ivan Sanchez, and this is the Daily Thread, hoping to find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. God wants men to be transformed into His image so that the earth will be filled with His glory. The will of God for men after Adam and Eve were created was to be faithful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Genesis 1:28. That has not changed. Let's remember the context. Scripture shows us that Adam was doing his job in ruling the earth, the environment, but the other command of God was not being fulfilled, the multiplication of His image. God is a spirit. The multiplication God commands is at that level. God is not blood and flesh. But in order to multiply the image of God, it is necessary the physical image in which to build the image or character of God. So He sent Eve. God's will is that everybody gets a change or transformation into a child of God or His image. That transformation or change can be done by believing in Jesus as God and Savior. That is the blessing that God has for every human being from the beginning of first with Adam and Eve as individuals, then with Abraham as nation, as they will bring the blessing to all the world through Jesus. Jesus stated this command to everybody in what we call the Great Commission. Jesus commands us to be part of the change or transformation of people into God's people by becoming disciples after being born into a new creature, as Jesus told Nicodemus. In the journey of transformation, called also sanctification, as we learn in the Bible, God's desire for us is to go through a gradual series of changes. Our way of thinking, our values, our hope, or trust, among others, will be changed. The Apostle Paul told the Romans believers, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Every believer will notice changes that happen gradually as he gets to know God through His revelation in the Scriptures and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. The initial change at the beginning of the Christian life is immediate, but the transformation is not immediate. We are transformed into Christ's image as we spend time with Him in an intimate way in the Scriptures. The result will be what the Apostle Paul states in 2 Corinthians 3:18. "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." This transformation does not result from just imitation, but from that spiritual communion with our Lord. Many of us will be surprised with the result, which could be more than we expect. We are God's children now. Is that not yet appeared what we shall be, but we know when He appears we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. 1 John 3:2. Even though God is the one who provides this transformation, a response from us is necessary, and we must submit ourselves to Him and not allow the world to shape us. In order to do that, God uses tools like teaching and preaching to transform our mindset. This transformation happens when we trust and obey God. So it is necessary that we trust and put our faith in our Lord. So brothers and sisters, let's commit to allow our God to transform our life day after day, so we will experience the rivers of living water flowing in our lives, impacting this world that needs Him. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.